devastated.
I think it's heartbreaking.
Very, very shocked.
Should I stay or should I go? I'm Gillian McLaughlin. I've been here nearly 21 years. I have been here all night. Yes, I arrived at 8 o'clock last night. I was nowhere in my mind picturing that I would be now talking to you 12 hours later, devastated that the UK, full of intelligent people, had decided to split from the EU. I'm not at all surprised to see that sterling has gone free fall. Stock markets have gone as well. People's pensions are going to be affected. This is not a dip. This is a fundamental change. And I really don't know what happens next. Should I stay or
should I go now? The official Stronger In campaign, I'm sorry to say it, for those of you who have supported it enthusiastically, has been piss poor. It has been based on negativity. And the opportunity that we had to tell the British people about what the European Union is all about, how it works, and what its benefits are, has been lost.
I think it's sad. I don't like telling, you know, being on the losing side of the argument, saying those who voted the other way were not informed. But I think it's simply a fact that they weren't well informed because of the lies that were told by the Leave side. Just obvious, crude, blatant lies. Should I stay
or should I go now? Personally, I really didn't expect this. I think that's probably the same for a lot of people. It was fearful what could happen, but no, bottom line, I didn't think that this would happen, and so I'm shocked. And yes, we don't know, but I think after the shock wears off, people just have to get on and get back in and do what they've always done, and whatever goes on from here, things have to move quickly, decisions need to be made, and we need to get on with it. We know where we are. We need to get on with it now.
Hi, I'm Glenn Vaughan. I'm the Chief Executive of the British Chamber of Commerce here in Brussels. We know it's going to be difficult. Businesses would like things, but always like things to be clear and straightforward. The first most difficult part of a Leave vote would be uncertainty. And that's what we have. And we have a myriad of questions which I can't begin to answer straight away. So it's going to be hugely difficult to come up with a neat, quick answer, but that is what we will be pressing for. So you gotta let me know. Yes, should I stay or should I?